farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Agriculture Ministry's Predator Larceny Prevention Unit continues to reap success since its establishment in March 2015. Stay with us to hear more and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Ganja can be legally grown in Jamaica, but to do this, you must have a license, and it must only be grown for scientific research and religious purposes as a sacrament in adherence to the Rastafarian faith. Each household may grow up to 5 ganja plants for personal use. Remember, smoking in public is illegal. To get more information, call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dermond Spence, says since the establishment of the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit in March 2015, there has been a 14% reduction in the crime. There have been 331 arrests, 74 convictions, and 243 cases are still before the courts. 168 farms have been visited, 71 community meetings have been held, and 83 meetings have taken place with stakeholders, such as the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS. Mr. Spence says between 2014 and 2015, the parishes with the most cases of Predator Larceny were St. Mary, Trelawney, St. Thomas, St. Anne, Manchester, St. Elizabeth, St. Catherine, and Western Kingston. Mr. Spence says thieves continue to prey on farmers as a result of the strong demand for fresh produce and the ease with which stolen produce can enter the market.
Predator Larceny is the most impactful crime in Jamaica. It is the single greatest disincentive to investment in the agriculture sector. It is intrinsically linked to organized crime, as stolen agriculture produce are traded for guns.
Under the Predator Larceny Prevention Program, a committee has been formed to provide technical support to strengthen the initiative.
So one of the critical strategies in the National Farmwatch Program, partnership with the JCF Community Safety and Security Branch to establish these and beach watch groups too, to build farmer and fisher capacity to reduce their vulnerabilities to theft.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dermond Spence. The unit also hosts ongoing training sessions for members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to sensitize them on the work of the unit and the impact that Predator Larceny is having on the country. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When dog have money, him buy cheese. Translation: when a dog has money, he buys cheese. And this means, when one has money, one can be indulgent.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
There are two things in life I love: swimming and being a soldier. So when people meet me and they ask, "You are the soldier that saved those ladies from drowning in the guard?" I don't let it go to my head. I'm no superstar, just a soldier who wants to serve my country well. I know I was chosen to save lives. I am Corporal Brooks, a section commander in the Jamaica Defense Force.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.